here, kid. You know, you drive me up a wall the way you leave all your nasty dishes all over the floor. Seems like you're grounded more than not. And it always seems you got Roblox on your mind instead of your family. Kids, you need to change your lazy ways. You hear me? You say that you're gonna do your schoolwork in just a minute, and the dishes you will unload. Child, you've been giving me that line so many times, I kind of think my head might explode. That kind of bad cop makes your mom go insane. When you say nobody told you, it makes me wonder, where's your brain? You're so lazy, lazy. These kids are so damn lazy. You turn the lights on, then you're gone. Now my life feels crazy. You're lazy. These kids are just too lazy. Clean up your room. Hey! Throw out your Xbox too. You leave an empty milk cartons in the fridge and nasty candy wrappers under your bed. When you know that ants and roaches come and go, and spraying lights off just for show. Those kind of messes make me want to drink in the day. Pick up your toys now before I lose it and throw them all away. You're so lazy, lazy. They really make me crazy. They turn the lights on, then they're gone. Yeah, my life feels crazy. So lazy, these kids are too damn lazy. Clean up that room, honey, or I'll turn off the Wi-Fi too. I'm losing my mind, 'cause your lazy makes me crazy.
Something that we can all relate to.
Oh, that could be the theme song of my life.
The theme song my entire life. Like, when they play the Joe Rubin movie, that song is playing during the credits. You know?
What a way to kick off the FNK verse theme of the week. Oh, that was, man. Heather Guarnieri. She's singing Lazy, which was actually, as we all know, crazy.
Obviously, yeah. Fantastic. And so good. I love it. By the way, in case you haven't figured it out, this week is FNK verse, where we take some songs, change all the verses or some of the verses, and sing them karaoke style. And what a way to kick it off that week. Is there a parent out there who could not relate to that song in every single line of that song?
Well, I'm a parent, but yeah. Before I get into that,
go on.
I want to get into This Is Friday Night Karaoke, the podcast. I am Mike Whiston. I'm a parent, and I am the co-host and co-founder of the Friday Night Karaoke podcast and the Friday Night Karaoke Facebook group.
Nice, and I am Joe Rubin with that same exact title, including the new parent title that we've added to this in honor of FNK's verse and our kickoff song, Lazy.
Wow. Wow. I mean, so admittedly, I usually listen to all of the songs in the group throughout the week.
But you are.
I have heard every single song many times over. I've helped pick the songs for the podcast. And this is the very first week I've been slammed with work, slammed with life. I traveled a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I literally have had zero time to watch anything. Yeah. This is the first time I am watching every single one of these. Thank you. And thanks to Shay for picking out all of these awesome songs.
You're so lazy.
I was dying. Dying. The words. Oh my God. It's so good. So yeah, we have an amazing show for you in store. It looks like, you know, again, I haven't heard any of these, but they just from seeing the titles and the
names.
It's
a good lineup. It's a great lineup. There's some funny freaking songs this week.
So thank you, Heather Guarnieri, for singing Lazy by or Crazy by Aerosmith. Let's get right into it.
Let's
what do you
it.
Think?
Yeah, let's
so coming
go.
Up next. We have, get your drink ready.
Oh, it's always
You think we could get through, we'll never get through an entire episode without.
No, last week we almost did it. We almost did it.
Right to the end.
Like,
but now we're on song number two.
This is going
to
be a rough, rough podcast.
So for anyone who has never heard this before, whenever we say this brilliant singer's name and this, you know, great friend of ours, virtual friend, you know, all these people in the group, you know, we've never met most of them, if not almost all of them.
I don't even know you.
But I feel close as hell to so many of them. And this man is no exception. When we say his last name, you do a shot. The great Eric Dubrovsky.
Yes.
And the song title here is Sesame Street. But you may better know it as We Got the Beat from the Go-Go's.
That's the first time I've ever done a shot and said Sesame Street in the same
The letter of the day is shot.
One for my Ernie. Yeah.
Poor one. Here it is. Eric Dubrovsky singing Sesame Street. And again, it's really We Got the Beat from the Go-Go's. Here it is.
Mean but not cruel. Mr. Hooper is cleaning his Sesame Street!
Sesame Street! I was waiting. I was just waiting to hear like a little Tickle Me Elmo. Like at some point, in fact, I want to record on like as a collaboration on that. And every now and then, it's sort of like,
that would be great. That when next time I have like a filling and the dentist pumps me full of nitrous, that's the song that's going to be in my head the entire time. Dude, my God. By the way, this is a good time to say that this podcast is actually sponsored by the letter six. Wait, that's not
the
a letter.
Number three.
The number three.
The letter six. How many Dubrovskis have you had today?
I did two during the Dubrovsky song, so. Yeah, the letter six.
Oh, you win. So again, that was Eric Dubrovsky singing Sesame Street, i.e. we got the beat by the Go-Go's, and just awesome. As always, you know, FNK Verse is all about changing up the lyrics. Some people changed a few lyrics. Some mm-hmm. people changed all the lyrics.
Right.
But they were all awesome, I guess. Again, I haven't heard any of them.
It's a lot of fun. We have a lot more in store. We do. I'm excited that you're hearing this for the first time. Usually we're like, we know all this, but and it's like not a surprise to you or me. But it's awesome watching it anyway. But this time. You're like fully surprised by
every song. It just knocks me out of left field. I'm like, wait, did he just say that? Speaking of which, I can't wait to hear this next one. Tony Kane, a member who's recently come into the group mm-hmm. and started posting quite a bit, and everything has been a knockout. She won the top three, or she won the theme of the week. She was featured on the podcast on her very first song that she ever put into the group, I believe. And hailing from New Zealand, if I'm not mistaken, Tony Kane. And she's singing Stalking After Midnight. And it's based on Walking After Midnight by Patsy Cline. So without further ado.
By the way, in her post, I like how she put a disclaimer. I'm not actually stalking anyone.
Well, I got a glimpse of the video and it looks awesome.
It does.
So that's another thing. If you haven't, you're listening to these songs. If you've never been to the Friday Night Karaoke Facebook group, definitely check it out. Go to your Facebook app, go to Facebook.com and just type in Friday Night Karaoke in the search and join the group. It's free. But you can actually watch these videos, and some people put a ton into the videos. It's not just the song. It's not just the brilliant lyrics that you're hearing or the beautiful melodies or whatever harmonies. It is like these brilliant productions in general.
Agreed.
And they just put everything into it. And I can't wait to watch this one.
There's a few.
Here it is.
Amazing. Hit it.
Oh, yeah. Tony Kane, Stalking After Midnight.
I go out stalking after midnight, out in the moonlight, so no one will see me. I'm always stalking after midnight, looking at you. I walk for miles out on the highway, well that's just my way. So I can come stalk you, I'm always stalking after midnight, looking at you. Sometimes I bring my little letter, I'll put it by your window, and I'll climb up so I can see you. You start to undress now, while I'm impressed now, I'm a real after midnight, so I can see you with the glistening moonlight on all your body. Oh, I know that's waiting for me to see. My ladder won't quite reach there because I cannot see you, so I will sneak around your bedroom. bedroom door, and there you were sleeping. So I lean over to smell you and maybe touch your hair. I go out stalking after midnight. I need to get a life and put away my knife. I still go stalking after midnight.
She had like binoculars and a knife.
She's like licking the knife. Very stalkerish. Awesome. It was great.
She's like,
it was a dark video. Yeah, dark video.
She's done this before. She's done this before. She wasn't, I'm just messing with, but it looked like she had.
It was really well done.
It was really well done.
An amazing singer and great lyrics. Again, Tony Kane singing Stalking After Midnight, a take on Walking After Midnight by Patsy Cline.
That was fun.
And just awesome!
Nicely done. Yeah, indeed. I loved it.
So do you know where I just was?
Where were you?
I was in New York City.
Wait.
Which is not that far.
The New York City?
Yeah, the one. The one and only.
Good for you.
Like the big buildings, and they have like the streets where people are on them, and you know, they have pizza, and they have, you know.
I mean, not that exciting. That, I mean, you literally have been to New York City a billion times, and
yeah, I sure have. But you know what was in New York City? We had bought tickets to go see Postmodern Jukebox, and we went to go see them live. Mm-hmm. It was sixth row center. We were right there in the middle of the action.
That's killer.
We invited two people from Friday Night Karaoke to come join us, which is awesome.
And how'd it go? How was it? Great?
We have 5,400 members and not a single one in New York.
Oh, really? Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Maybe they'll be touring Wisconsin in the next couple of weeks. We'll see.
Oh, my gosh. If they're in Wisconsin,
that's where we need to be picking up those
tickets. Yeah, we'll have like 70 people there. By the way, Wisconsin, we got our eye on you. Don't worry.
Exactly. We're throwing a party there for sure.
We know. We see what's happening
up
there.
FNKIRL.
Post. Yeah. Wait till you see FNKIRL with
WMIKEANDJOE.
Yeah. Whoa.
Great.
Big hashtags. It's going to be awesome. Anywho. So this one I admittedly did watch. I'm sorry. I did see this one.
It's all right. It's okay.
And I was. I lost it. Like, I've watched it like four times probably back to back because I wasn't sure what I had just seen. And it's amazing in every way, shape, and form. It's not just the song, but it's the actual production of this. He made it like a music video.
Production
and he
value.
Recorded the entire. Oh man, it's great. He actually like recorded the whole thing. You'll as you're listening, just think of like a video that would go along with this. You're watching MTV or something. Mm-hmm. Just think of the video that would go along with this. And this is exactly what Levi Altares did.
You did it right. That was impressive. Yeah, thank you.
You've
been messing up a lot less names lately, by the way. I sure have.
It's a little disappointing. I need to step up.
Need
my
to find like some sort of
name
really
messing
strange
game.
Names and yeah, really get you to fuck them up. Bad.
Like
yeah,
Amoeba Man.
I know you're like.
So Levi Altares is going to be singing Hey There Delilah by the Plain White Tees, but oh no, it's not Hey There Delilah, it's Aunt Jemima. Give it a listen.
Hey Aunt Jemima, you taste good on all my waffles, and if you were never invented, then breakfast would be so awful, yes it would. Plain pancakes wouldn't taste as good, you know they should. Hey Aunt Jemima, don't you worry about the distance, I'm right there if you get lonely, give this song another listen, close your eyes. Listen to my voice, it's my disguise, I'm by your side. Oh, it's how you taste to me. 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 How you taste to me.
Aunt Jemima, I know times are getting hard, but just believe me, girl, someday I'll pay the bills with this guitar. We'll have it good. We'll have the life we knew we would. My word is good. Hey, Aunt Jemima, I've got so much left to say. If every simple song I wrote to you would take your breath away, I'd write it all. Even more in love with me, you'd fall. We'd have it all. Oh, it's how you taste to me. To me, oh, it's how you taste to me. 1,000 miles seem pretty far, but they've got planes and trains and cars. I'd walk to you if I had no other way. Our friends would all make fun of us, and we'll just laugh along, because we know that none of them have felt this way. Jemima, I can promise you that by the time we get through, the world will never ever be the same. You're to blame. Hey, Aunt Jemima, you be good and don't you miss me. 2 more years and you'll be done with school, and I'll be making history like I do. You'll know it's all because of you. We can do whatever we want to. Hey, Aunt Jemima, here's to you. This one's for you. Oh, it's how you taste to me. 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 Taste to me.
I don't know how I feel. He's got the cigarette at the end.
I need therapy. I don't know. I don't know what my emotions are right now.
I know what mine are. That was the best fucking video I've ever seen in my entire life. And why are we not doing this podcast as a fucking video podcast, Mike?
What? I don't know. Oh my God. We haven't figured it out yet.
I'm going to call a do-over on that shit for next week, because that video alone.
That video was like my favorite thing I've ever seen in my life. It was so good. Like,
I can't even.
He like drops her outside. He's like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
He's like, he throws her into the bed. He's like smoking a cigarette after.
and by her, we mean the Aunt Jemima bottle, syrup bottle.
Yeah. By the way, you better save that shit. Don't throw that bottle out, man. It's a collector's item now. Like they don't.
It is. They don't make them anymore.
Now it's not like they used to. Corn starch. Yeah, it's like
great. It is. Yeah. That's how we like it. Leave the Altura singing Aunt Jemima, i.e. Hey There Delilah by the Plain White Tees, and that was just freaking amazing. Mm-hmm. That is what FNK Verse is all about. It is about some crazy awesome lyrics, some crazy creativity, and we are just blessed with an abundance of it.
Abundance of creativity. And again, I'm going to say it again, even though you said it's worth repeating. Go to the Facebook.com group FNK Friday Night Karaoke group. You have to.
You want me to go there right now?
No, not you. I'm just. It's a okay. Shout out to our listeners.
Oh, I got it. Yeah. Okay. That makes a lot more sense.
Yeah. Not you.
All right then. So we have probably one of the most. They're all prominent, but one of the more prominent members of Friday Night Karaoke. Every time she posts, it is an absolute banger. Mm-hmm. We've probably featured her on every single podcast, I believe. But it's impossible not to, because Jennifer Adams brings the fire every single time.
She does.
She's actually working on an amazing project that I actually got to check out real quick. If you go to the Friday Night Karaoke group on Facebook, you'll see she has a post up where she spent like 22 hours cutting out.
Oh, the artwork that she posted?
Yeah, it's like
this artwork. Oh my God, that was insane.
For a song. and I'm not sure where it's going exactly.
I can't wait to see it.
Looks incredible, and I can't wait. I
just
mean,
the
I,
time
just know
involved, and I mean, for, just the stills she's showing. It's like when the movie's released, like the couple of people, like the actors in their costume, right? Like you're like, oh look, there's the new X-Men movie with the blah blah blah. Like that's like this. We're like, oh shit, we got to see what's going on. We got to see what she's doing.
You know, we should have trailers for like all
oh my
the,
god,
all the
that's
songs
a great
coming
idea.
Out.
Yeah,
you know, like yeah, I'm gonna be releasing
like
a song
an 8 second trailer.
Here's the 8 second trailer. Get ready, Jennifer Adams, like you've never seen her before.
In a world.
In Samsonite.
Where songs which, don't exist.
Right. which consequently is actually the song she'll be singing. She's singing Samsonite, which is actually Watermelon Sugar by Harry Styles. Mm-hmm. But if you know anything about Joe and I, the Samsonite
our favorite fucking
basically
line.
Embodies everything that we are.
I can't.
By the way. The first FNK party that we throw, we
oh
have to
god.
Dress up.
Oh my god,
in
you're
those
right.
Suits.
Oh, we gotta wear the tuxedos. I call blue.
We do.
Blue.
Yeah. Oh, I'm orange all day long. We
all
got
right.
it. We're good.
We got
we're good.
We're, all right.
We're golden. See, this is easy. Here, but, this is why
you know,
we get along.
Yeah. Great.
So Jennifer Adams going to be singing Samsonite, i.e. Watermelon Sugar by Harry Styles. Give it a listen. I know I haven't yet, but I'm excited to you right now.
Call it nostalgia. From a dusty closet, most antique shops have won. Old school regalia, yeah, you'll have to dust it to bring it back to life. They were out, now they're in. I don't know if I could ever go without. I'm just thinking out loud. I don't know if I could ever go without my vintage Samsonite. Yeah, I collect Samsonite. Old Samsonite. 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 It's making a comeback. Maybe this is where it's at. With their brassy latches and sturdy handles, some for clothes, some for hats, and a night or train case. Oh, there's just nothing that can replace vintage Samsonite. Old Samsonite, yeah, carry Samsonite. Nothing like Samsonite in Colorado brown, Bermuda green, Admiral blue, or a rawhide. Oh, I collect it. Oh, I respect it. Yes, the Samsonite. Check out the satin or the dandy colors. They are old, but they are strong. There's no matching the craftsmanship. I don't know if I could do without vintage Samsonite. The old Samsonite. Carry a Samsonite. Old school Samsonite. In Colorado brown or Bermuda green. Admiral blue.
Swimson,
Swanson. Maybe
it's on the briefcase. Look
at
the. Oh, yeah.
It's
right here. Samsonite.
Samsonite. Samsonite.
I was way off.
Jennifer Adams.
Yes.
You win.
Yes.
You win. Well done.
I have the need to buy luggage right now for some reason. I'm not sure why.
Man, that was so good. And ending with that clip was just perfect.
I feel like she knows us.
Yeah, it really knows us.
I
like,
don't, honestly, looking back, I feel like we've done the Samsonite joke on every single five. Podcast.
And now we've done it on this one.
Yes, and this one was forced upon us. So I right. choose the Samsonite joke this time.
It yeah, the Samsonite joke yeah. chose us.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that, you know, Dumb and Dumber, since we're talking about Dumb and yeah. Dumber.
Since we're on the subject.
Yeah, yeah, like that. The song New Age Girl is like one of the greatest songs that has like ever come out.
Dude,
ever.
You did that song.
I did.
You did that song. It was, and it was
in fact,
great.
I can't wait to go to the karaoke bar. She loves me so she hates to be alone. She don't eat meat, but she sour like the bone.
Dude, you gotta do that live. I want to see that.
I want to. So, thank you, Jennifer Adams, singing Samsonite, i.e. Watermelon Sugar by Harry Styles. Oh, by the way, yeah. Harry Styles is playing at Mohegan. We should really? Go see Harry Styles.
When?
I didn't even realize that was a Harry Styles song. Really? Now I know what it is.
You're a big fan.
I've heard these songs, and uh-huh. I like them. I just didn't know who he was.
All right, let's go.
Let's do it!
I know. Should we get some FNK extra tickets and so we can...
No, if nobody's going to go to New York City, no one's going to Uncasville, Connecticut.
Uncasville? Who lives in Uncasville?
Dude, if we get people to Uncasville, like, you know, but we couldn't get anyone in New York City.
I want to find out. FNK members, or anyone listening to this podcast, if you live in Uncasville, hit us up.
Yeah, hit us up. If you live near or around Uncasville,
within an 8-mile radius of Uncasville.
There is a Harry Styles concert next month. And
come with
you
us.
You got your VIP ticket.
Yeah. VIP.
It is VIP.
I know. So, we're going.
Yeah.
We're going.
Awesome. Very cool. All right. Thank you, Jennifer Adams. And coming up next, we have a longtime Friday Night Karaoke member. One of the very first. One of the earliest.
Tell
and me. One of the best supporters in the entire group. Mm-hmm. Not only does she comment and like just about everyone's videos, and not only is she actively engaged in conversation with just about everyone and lifting people up and providing feedback, we actually invited her to be a moderator, and she's been rocking it as a moderator as well. And not to mention, she posts amazing songs and amazing collaborations time and time again. The great Tracy Lynn.
Yes.
Oh yes. And she's going to be – this goes along really well with Tony. Actually, we should put these back to back. We have Stalking After Midnight from Tony Kane. And we have Tracy Lynn now with I'm Still Stabbing for Halloween. And that can only be I'm Still Standing by Elton John. That is a great one.
Yeah, it sure is.
I haven't heard any of these.
Let's
so
hear
I'm
it.
Excited
it's
about
good.
This.
It's
I can
good.
Hardly hear it in my head.
It's good.
I kind of want to sing it right now.
Do it.
No, wait, all right,
no,
Tracy.
No, wait. Let Tracy sing it.
I'm going to let Tracy sing.
All right.
All right, Tracy Lynn, I'm Still Stabbing. Here it is.
You can never know what it's like when your blood is flowing all up and down my knife. There's a cold, lonely light that dims in you. You'll wind up wrecked and dead. You've seen the mask I used. And did you think that I could ever die? Well, look at me, I'm a coming back to life. I got a taste of blood in a simple way. While you're thinking how I'm still standing, I'll just slash away. Don't you know that I'm still slashing better than I ever did? Looking like the lone survivor, feeling like a little kid. I'm still slashing after all this time, cutting up the pieces of your life. Nothing else on my mind. I'm still slashing, yeah. I'm still slashing, yeah. In 40 years you couldn't hope to win. You're staring down the road seeing me again. The threats you made were meant to cut me down. We know in all these films, I always win each round. Don't you know that I'm still slashing better than I ever did? Looking like the lone survivor, feeling like a little kid. I'm still slashing after all this time, cutting up the pieces of your life, nothing else on my mind. I'm still slashing, yeah. I'm still slashing, yeah. You know that I'm still slashing better than I ever did. Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. I'm still slashing after all this time, cutting up the pieces of your life, nothing else on my mind. Yeah. I'm still slashing. Yeah. I'm still slashing. Yeah. I'm still slashing.
I'm not gonna sleep right. I'm gonna be looking over my shoulder because that was straight up creepy, and that was awesome.
That was fantastic. You know, I heard that song on the Friday Night Karaoke Facebook group, and I'm like, I replied, I'm like, wow, you know, like that was awesome. And she was like, what do you mean, wow? And I'm like, wow, good. Don't slash me.
Like, yeah, I mean, the video is like, you know, this cracked window like effect, and you know, every time she goes, like, you know, it's like this. She like really embodies this character while she's singing, and like the knife comes up. I'm still slashing.
No, she
and you know she has a look in her eye like she's going to tear your soul apart.
That was awesome. Yeah,
and it was awesome. Great vocals and just great performance. Tracy Lynn singing "I'm Still Slashing," i.e.,
nice
"I'm Still Standing" by Elton John,
and it was very nice. It was a very nice song, by the way. I don't need to get slashed.
It was a wonderful song.
I loved it very, very much. Very, very much.
Please don't find me and slash me. It was well done.
Yes.
I love it. This is such a fun week. I mean, I can't. As far as like participation, you know, we have weeks where we have 200 plus submissions. Mm-hmm. We have weeks where we have 100 plus. This is like 38 submissions, but let me tell you, every single one of those 38 submissions was just they just brought it all out. It's not easy. It's
agreed.
Not easy
this,
to come up with lyrics.
This was a tough challenge. This was a tough one.
It really
one.
Is. I mean, I didn't post up a single song. You didn't post up a single song for the challenge.
I did actually sing a duet. This is my second duet. One I sang with you. One I sang with Heather, who we featured earlier.
Yeah, but
you
know, everyone knows the first is the only one that matters.
Everyone knows. It's all you, buddy. No, but I didn't sing any of these songs. This is a hard one to do, to like rewrite the lyrics of an entire song. So a lot of people posted songs this week, but not in the challenge, because really it was a tough challenge to rewrite an entire song. That's a lot of work.
It's an incredible challenge, a challenge that one Mr. Paul Bright was ready to take on.
He sure was.
And I gotta admit, this is another song I happen to listen to, and I happen to listen to many times over.
When
I saw it, I saw the title, and I had to just quickly listen, and then I had to listen again, and I had to listen again. This song embodies my like entire, you know, childhood. This was like high school.
Mm-hmm.
This song and songs like it, and he hits the nail on the head. Paul Bright is going to be singing Even Flow.
He took a different approach.
Does he change the words? No, he doesn't change the words. But he does.
Let's play it. Discuss afterward.
I like it.
All right.
I like it.
Let's do
Let
it.
Me tell you, Paul
do
Bright.
Let's do it. People will understand after you play. Let's do it and talk.
Here it is. Paul Bright with Even Flow by Pearl Jam.
Yo, when this came out, we had like no YouTube, no nothing, barely any lyrics. You just sang it, man, with heart, dude. Freaking, this is the 90s kickoff right here. Yeah, let's get it. Please, sing it, big old man of concrete. Saturdays. Oh yeah. Oh hey. Ding-a-ding-a birds are coming down. I'm familiar. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Ding-a-ding-a birds are coming down.
The lyrics that Eddie Vedder wrote, but those are the lyrics that we all know. Paul Bright,
you hit
that on the head.
That was spot on. I mean, look, we didn't have YouTube, and if you didn't buy the CD, that's what you sang to every song that you didn't understand. Like, you made it up. You made it up. I love
it. Another song like that, Informer. You know something out of blam, and I get boom boom down.
Yeah, exactly. I know Informer and something boom boom down.
Yeah, exactly. That's all anybody
boom,
knows.
Boom,
you can
down.
Say whatever you
I don't
want.
Know what it is, but
you can
whatever's
say whatever
in the middle,
you want in the middle.
That's it. That's it. Yep. And you know what? That was freaking perfect. I love that.
Paul Bright.
I love
Even
that.
Flow, Pearl Jam.
I love that.
You didn't change the lyrics. You just sang the lyrics we all knew.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Those were the words. I thought those were the words for the first 20 years of that song. Right,
right, right, right. Yeah, you put subtitles up. You're like, what?
I'm like, well, no. What are these words
shit.
To? Oh, my God. Like, Yellow Ledbetter's another one. Like, imagine that. Like, they had words. You're like, what am I singing right now?
Oh, how'd that one go?
I don't know. Pretty bad. Pretty bad. I was like 8%, 8% maybe on words.
yeah, there's a lot of them, mm-hmm. you know, like that. I think they actually have like someone posted like commonly misheard lyrics. And, there's some really funny stuff out there where it's kind of mumbly, but Yeah. Anyway, thank you, Paul Bright, with Even Flow by Pearl Jam, and just transporting me back to high school all over again. Zits and everything coming right out. God. It was great.
Oh, man.
Awkwardness.
I know.
I pulled my hacky sack out. It was great.
Did you? I pulled my, yes. I'm not going to talk to girls for 4 years because I'm going to throw up. <out.
laughs> Like Stan in South Park. Yeah, can I borrow your pencil?
Oh, I can't stand up. I'm sorry.
Bosom. All right. Okay. I'm getting a breath. That was great.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we've had so many talented artists singing, so many talented, creative, amazing songs. I mean, it can't possibly get any better than that. Oh, wait. Oh, wait.
Can it?
Oh, wait. Here's your bacon and eggs.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, your bacon and eggs from Karen Kohler. She's singing Thank You, Bacon and Eggs, which is actually Thank You Next from Ariana.
Really? Is that what it actually is?
It's called Thank You, Bacon and Eggs. So I love bacon and I love eggs. So I'm actually really excited about listening to this.
I was wondering.
You know, in fact, true story.
Go.
I was talking to Joe this morning. We talk, regularly. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to him this morning on the telephone, mm-hmm. On the cellular mm-hmm. telephone. Mm-hmm. And I was driving to the office and I missed my stop. And it was, what do they call it, kismet? Or what's the word? Serendipity?
Serendipity is right. When you just step into amazingness.
Yeah, it was serendipity because I missed my stop, but mm-hmm. I was driving right towards the bacon, egg, and cheese, the best bacon, egg, and cheese in Stamford. And I consumed it, and it was phenomenal. In fact, it was a double.
I want one
right
now.
Bacon, double, egg, and cheese.
I want one right now.
I know. We're gonna, after all the drinking we're doing, all the Dabrowskis.
Oh, my God. Oh, shit. Hold on.
After all the Dabrowskis mm-hmm. we're doing tonight, mm-hmm. we're gonna need a bacon, egg, and cheese to sober up in the morning. So Karen Kohler singing Thank You, Bacon and Eggs, which is Thank You Next by Ariana Grande. Here it is. Give it a listen.
Okay, bear with me here. I'm reading off my paper instead of the lyrics. Thought I'd end up with scones, but it wasn't a match. Wrote some songs about bagels, now I listen and laugh. Even almost got pancakes and for toast, I'm so thankful. Wish I could say thank you to bacon, cause it is from angels. One I just love, one taught me patience, and one taught me pain. Now I'm overweight, yeah, said I've loved and I've lost, but that's not what I see. Look what I've got. Look what these have done to me, and for that I say thank you, bacon and eggs, thank you, bacon and eggs, thank you. I'm so fucking hungry for my eggs, thank you, bacon and eggs, thank you, bacon and eggs, thank you. Spending money on coffee, I ain't worried about nothing. Sitting on the front porch now, we're having better discussions. I know coffee gives you gas, but this one gon' last, cause it's same as Dunkin', and I'm good with that. One I just love, one taught me patience, and one taught me pain. Now I'm overweight, yes, and I've loved and I've lost. That's not what I see, but look what I've got. Look what these have done to me, and for that I say thank you, bacon and eggs, thank you, bacon and eggs, thank you. I'm so fucking hungry for my eggs, thank you, bacon and eggs, thank you, bacon and eggs, thank you. I'm so fucking hungry for my eggs, bacon and eggs, bacon and eggs, bacon and eggs. Today I walked to the fridge, grabbed a carton of eggs out. I'll be thinking about breakfast, cause you know what's gonna go down. Only wanna do it once, don't burn it too bad. God forbid something happens, at least my food is a smash. I've got so much love, I've got no more patience. I'm in so much pain, but bacon's amazing. I've loved and I've lost, but that's not a way.
breakfast song.
Oh my god. If I wasn't fucking hungry
I'm so fucking hungry now. Oh my god.
Let's just honestly
let's end the podcast. I need to get a sandwich right now.
I know. Uber Eats! Bring us sandwiches!
Oh my god, please. I'm so hungry.
Oh my god. That was awesome.
I love that.
She said what my stomach is always thinking.
I'm so fucking hungry right now. That was so good. And you know what? We heard that song on the radio like weeks ago, and my wife's like, the bacon egg song. And I'm like, I've never heard the bacon egg song. And she's like, here it is. And I'm like, oh shit.
It's like a real song?
Yeah, it's literally, it's no, it's like, thank you.
It's like a real parody?
Thank you, next. Thank you, next. But she's like saying bacon eggs, and it sounds like the bacon egg song.
Right. Oh, I see. It's like the real song you heard.
And my kids are like, bacon eggs in the backseat. And I'm like, yes, I love the bacon egg song, you know?
Yeah. So you raised your kids right. That's what I'm hearing.
I did. And I got to get a sandwich right fucking now. Holy right shit, fucking now. Dude.
Karen Kohler, thank you for singing. Thank you, Bacon and Eggs.
Thank you, Karen. That was freaking awesome.
Oh, nice my God. Take on Thank You, you know what? Next by Ariana Grande.
And you know
Grande.
What? You added in the entire breakfast armada to the rest of the song, which was even better. It wasn't just like bacon and like eggs and
something you about coffee the farts. Song.
Coffee farts are the best.
Yeah. I'm going to make a website, www.coffeefarts.com.
Wait, hold on. I'm buying the domain right now. Hold on.
Right?
Give me a second.
You're gonna get some weird people who are really into it. They're like, yeah, I've been waiting for that. Yeah.
I've already got 200 hits. That's great. Right?
Probably. Throw some ads on there. Wait, you're good.
One of them's you, Mike.
Like 20 of them are me. Mm. It's all good. Mm. So, again, Karen Kohler, thank you. That was awesome. And, we were just talking about this party in New York, you know, or the concert in New York. And, you know, sad face. We couldn't get anyone to go.
Very fun.
But, you know, we're going to give you another shot.
We are.
We believe in you. We believe that we have some members in Friday Night Karaoke that are from the greater New York City area. You know, maybe. This just happens to be where we are. Mm-hmm. Then we can't change that. We happen to be from from Connecticut.
We can move
to
Minnesota.
And, this is where we are.
Huh.
But on the 28th of this month in New York City in Midtown, we have a huge party.
Let's do it.
Huge party.
Yes.
Right? Massive party.
Let's do this.
And we have a huge modeling agency that will be there and is sponsoring. Mm-hmm. So there'll be a bunch of models there. It's a costume party. Mm-hmm. So everyone will be dressed up. It's costume required. Superhero theme. And we'll have like 600, 700 people at this event. It will be absolutely incredible. Live entertainment. It's going to be a blast, and you're gonna be hanging out with Friday Night Karaoke, we want you there.
Yes,
so
we do.
We'll make this announcement here, we'll put it in the group, but if you're in the greater New York City area and you can make it on the 28th of this month of November from 8 p.m until like 1:30
whenever
we decide to close up shop there.
Mm-hmm.
We have an amazing Halloween party. We want you to be part of it.
And by the way, if you come and find me or Mike, drinks are on us. Drinks are on us.
It's invite only. And it always sells out.
Oh, you have to let us know in advance. You can't just show up. You got to register. Come
hit
us up.
Yeah, you have to let us know. Yeah. We'll
it's going to be hot.
It's free. You know, it's free to sign up. We're not going to charge you a single penny. Mm-mm. And you find Joe or I, and the drinks are on us all night. So that's our offer. We want to hang out with you, and I'll tell you, if you come to our party, there's plenty of karaoke bars open until 4 a.m.
Exactly.
We'll find one right after the event.
And by the way, I always keep like $5,000 in cash on hand for bail. So it's for Mike, typically.
That's for me.
But if anyone else needs it and Mike doesn't, we're good. You're all good.
What? We need that money for when I'm so fucking hungry and
I need
my bacon eggs.
Bacon eggs.
So... coming up next is, again, a relatively new member. We've, I believe, featured him maybe once or twice on the podcast. But I actually believe he's placed in the top three in the theme of the week, if I'm not mistaken. But Chris Smith.
Oh, yeah.
Incredible member. Incredible voice.
This is a different twist, by the way. Another different twist. This was.
It is.
This was.
A mashup.
Yeah, a mashup. Him taking different lyrics from an Aussie song. And putting it into another song, which he thought would sound awesome, which I love. And
But Black Sabbath and The Cure does seem like a really good fit.
Almost. And you wouldn't think so until...
Friday.
You wouldn't think so until you heard
Is that
this.
Depeche Mode or is that The Cure? The Cure.
Yeah, it's The Cure.
That's The Cure.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's The Cure. Yeah. Yeah.
But I didn't think of this. And he did.
Yeah.
And I love it.
And
it was freaking awesome.
I haven't heard it yet, so I'm assuming it's great.
Let's hit it.
I like the idea. So this is Chris Smith. He's singing Diary of a Love Song, which is actually... Love Song by The Cure and Diary of a Madman by Black Sabbath, i.e. Ozzy. And I am
intrigued
with anticipation. Here's Chris Smith. Take it away.
Watch me die another day. Hopeless situation. Endless price I'll have to pay. Diary of a madman. Walk the line again today. Entries of confusion. Dear diary, I'm here to stay. Sanity now is beyond me. I will always love you. However long I stay, I will always love you. Whatever words I say, I will always love you. There's no choice. Sanity now is beyond me. I will always love you. However long I stay, I will always love you. Whatever words I say, I will always love you. There's no joy.
I mean, I have no choice but to love that song.
That was friggin' awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
Busting Ozzy lyrics into anything, like, you get extra credit for sure.
I mean, I wouldn't even attempt Ozzy.
That was sick.
But I like that it was in the style of The Cure.
You know what? I wanna throw this out there, and I'm not going to say we're going to do it right now, but we should do an FAK theme where you do specifically that, where you grab lyrics FAK from another song... and put them into another song.
That would be... So that would be really hard for a lot of people, I think, though, because, you know, a lot of people read off of Smule, and I think it's going to be another one of those where we have, like, 20 submissions
less,
or 30 submissions.
I guess that would be one of those significant... Maybe we do it as just a...
Like a side project.
Yeah, side hustle.
We have all month
Yeah.
They put together some cool fun stuff.
And then at the end of the month, we'll, like, it's running the same time as other things. Maybe we would do something like that.
I like that idea.
Yeah.
I like that idea. You know, these, honestly, like, super creative ones.
Because honestly, Chris's song, that was freaking tops, man.
Yeah, it was. It meshed so together good. So well.
Oh, man. I mean, like, if you didn't know it, if you never heard either of those songs, it would just be perfect. It was so good.
I like the name.
That's John Chris.
Love song. Yeah, Chris Smith. Well done. Diary of a Love Song. Love Song by The Cure and Diary of a Madman by Black Sabbath.
Love
and that brings us to the time of the night.
Oh, my God.
Where there's only one song.
One
left.
Song left. Did you like that with my deep echo?
Yeah, you're almost deep. Yeah.
Shut up. My balls haven't dropped yet, fully.
Not yet.
So it'll get deeper soon. Maybe when I turn 50, it'll be really
deep.
Were
we just talking about? Oh, yeah, we're talking about it for something.
What? That's a separate conversation,
that's
buddy.
A separate ball conversation. All right.
That was
moving
personal.
On. The test came back negative. I can't think of a better way to end it. Oh, actually, I want to address something right now. We heard your songs. We did. There were a few that I did hear.
There were.
And there were a few that Joe told me about. But we heard your songs, the ones where you rearrange the lyrics and you're singing about your love of Friday night karaoke. And
oh, man,
we
loved it.
Appreciate this to the ends of the entire universe. We appreciate you. We appreciate the community. We appreciate everything about this group. This is what makes us wake up in the morning and, you know, with a big smile, ready for the day, because we know that Friday Night Karaoke is waiting for us.
Agreed. Agreed. Like Iron Man said, what gets you out of that twin bed in the morning? It's FNK.
Iron Man doesn't have a twin bed.
No, he said, it was with the Spider-Man thing. Come on. Anyway, listen. Listen, we heard some amazing songs, and a few of them were about FNK and the members and the people that they've met and, like, the singing and the smule and the whole thing. It's been overwhelmingly amazing. Amazing!
It really
cool
is. And it's not just this week. I mean,
no, exactly.
And I have to give credit where credit's due. Jennifer Adams, FNK verse before FNK verse was cool.
Before it was cool.
with I Love This Group.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, earned her in a permanent spot in the announcement of the Friday Night Karaoke group. So,
well, you know, it's tough to throw a permanent spot, man. That's a big deal. That's a big deal.
It was a group first, so of course it's a permanent spot.
Fair enough.
So there it is. It will live forever in the announcements. So coming up next, we have another just a incredible member. I don't have other words to describe our
Jacob
members
is,
other than incredible.
Jacob is incredible. Jacob at least incredible. He is fan-freaking-tastic. The voice in this guy.
Plus, he's the only person in the group who truly appreciates my tenacious D.
He does. He does. He is.
In fact, I need to find a song.
He's got your back on the tenacious side for sure.
I want to find a song with that has, like, kind of equal parts for Kyle and for you know, Jack Black. And that's a duet I want to do with Jacob at some point.
Maybe write one.
Maybe I will.
Yeah.
Maybe it's time that we use the mic of destiny. So Jacob Tylock will be singing a song that we're just going to call FNK and just giving it up for the group. And we're going to give it up to you. Jacob Tylock.
Wait,
that came out all wrong.
I know. Oh my God, dude. All right, all right, let's do a do-over. Do it. Ready?
Do-over.
And action.
And I can't. I got the giggles. All right.
One more time.
So we have a song that we're going to
and action.
A song that we're going to call FNK. Jacob Tylock will be singing his parody of Sister Christian by Night Ranger. And here it is.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's a train wreck. I love it. Love you all. Here's Jacob Tylock singing FNK, originally Sister Christian by Night Ranger.
FNK themes. Now, this song has nothing to do with the original Sister Christian. I modified it myself. Put some work into this, so I hope you guys enjoy it.
Thank you. it's to be. If you want good friends in karaoke too, it's true. If good times is what you're looking for, you know that you don't have to look no more today. Hooray. Cause we're having fun one last song tonight. Our group is out of sight. Just sing with all your might. F&K is such a friendly group. No matter what, you're gonna be part of our truth in the loop. It don't matter if it's slow or fast, either way we're gonna have a blast with you. It's true. It's true. It's true. Cause we're having fun. Yeah, having fun.
I'm having fun listening to you, Jacob Tylock.
Yeah.
The pipes on that man.
Holy shit. How does he do it? He's so good.
Because we're having fun. No.
You're not hitting. He hits it and he holds it. Hits it and holds it. He's got it.
Nope, I don't have it.
Almost. You're getting there.
Yeah, I'm working on it. You know, I'm going to go to
you're a little
some
off,
vocal classes.
But you know what?
Me.
Because that was good. Jacob, way to fucking rock the last song of the night, man, for this.
Right? FNK, Sister Christian by Night Ranger. You rocked it.
Yes.
We love you.
Yes.
And that is a wrap of the Friday Night Karaoke Podcast.
Wait.
What?
Whoa. There's more.
Wait.
There's more.
Is there?
There is.
Is there more?
There is.
What else is there?
We got to pick.
Wait. We talked about the Facebook group.
The theme.
We talked about the party.
Theme.
We talked about the theme. Oh.
Theme.
The
theme.
We talked about it. FNK verse.
No. Next week's theme.
Whoa. Wait. There's more?
There is.
There's more themes?
There is.
Oh my gosh.
Stop now. You can't stop us.
So, you know, full transparency here. There's no banter.
No fucking argument.
There's no banter today. There's no argument. We all know
blah,
what's coming.
Blah, blah, blah. Halloween. We got this.
Halloween.
Yeah.
This is Halloween. This is Halloween. Mm-hmm. Halloween. 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 Halloween.
We discussed this shit well in advance. We obviously know that this week is building up to Halloween. And
in this theme.
That's what we got. And that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. So
it's going to be
for all of you who wanted me and Mike to just duke it out for 10 minutes and beat each other up. Not going to happen this week.
I mean, it might.
But, yeah, you know, depends on how many big
things. I mean, you did interrupt me. I was about to lay it out.
Oh.
You know, people are at the edge of the seat. They're like, what's the theme?
Oh.
And, you know.
All right, then fucking do it. Say it.
I'm gonna let's fucking do this, say damn it.
Bring the energy back up. Mike, where are we at? What are we doing?
Oh, my God. It's going to be hashtag, right? Hashtag FNK spooky.
Oh, shit. That's spooky as fuck, dude.
FNK spooky. Obviously, Halloween's coming up on the 31st. We're not going to run a Halloween theme through Halloween. That would be silly. That's Who wants to sing Halloween songs after Halloween?
Before Halloween.
So, in the week leading up to Halloween, that's when you run a Halloween event.
Ah.
So, FNK spooky, sing any songs that either fit the Halloween mood or, you know, just remind you of Halloween.
Yeah.
Or, you know, just spooky, scary songs. You know, the first one that comes to probably everyone's mind is Thriller.
You know
Thriller.
What? Can I throw it out there that Tracy can't use the same, like, stabbing song again?
I mean, she can if she wants. It was awesome.
No. Oh, all right. Yeah, I guess. No, I'm going to say that. No. Tracy, sorry. You used it on the week before. You got to.
You know what? I just hope
a new stabbing song.
Have you ever seen the Merkins before?
Mm-hmm.
They do like the, you know, I'll stab you that way, or, you know, like all those songs.
I'll stab you that way.
Yeah, exactly.
I
want to see if they're all on Smule, because if they are, those
oh my
would
God.
Be perfect
be horrible.
For FNK spooky.
Horrible.
So just think of any songs that are scary, spooky, mm-hmm. you know, just downright eerie.
Yes.
Those are the songs that we want for FNK Spooky. And if you just relate them to Halloween, you know, fantastic. It's a good fit.
It doesn't have to be, you don't have to be all stabby for this week, right? Any Halloween related song, the Munsters,
you know, like
the Addams Family, any
the Great Pumpkin.
Yeah, anything. Anything.
Charlie Brown.
Anything slightly spooky, we'll get you in there. Not, if we have to stab you 80 times to make sure that we can do that. We'll do it. We'll get you there.
This is very exciting. So, FNK Spooky, I think it's going to be a amazing week of music. I'm definitely going to be listening
excited.
And commenting. FNK.
Good night.
Spooky.
You done?
And FNK later, y'all.
All right. Hang up.
Bye.
Good night.